This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is our website. You can also get a hold of us by phone at 844-551-8255. So, DACA, the new Obamacare, bad policy that can't be ripped out now. See, Barack Obama knew what he did was illegal. He couldn't do it. But he did it anyway. And now what are we discussing? We're discussing, oh, well, Trump's going to rescind it. No, he's not. He's getting rid of something that never should have been implemented in the first place. But we're not discussing it that way. And what cracks me up about this, and we got a lot to talk about, by the way, tons to talk about. So don't sweat it. I'm going to talk a lot about the dreamers this hour. Because Trump absolutely did something brilliant when it comes to dreamers, but we'll get to that later. The point is this. Congress did nothing. They did nothing. Let's play. There's a clip of Paul Ryan, and he's talking about, this is, I think, in 2014, before Barack Obama implemented DACA, and he's saying, it's illegal, we can't do it, and we've got remedies, and we'll do this, that, and the other. And then as you listen to this clip, I want you to understand, to realize what happened, okay?
If the president follows through on his threat for executive amnesty, what do you have in terms of tools at your disposal to stop him from doing that?
Well, first of all, it's unconstitutional. So we're already going through the court system on other unconstitutional executive orders that he has worked on, and we would add this to the pile. Second of all, if we can get the power of the purse, we will explore every option we can to exercise that power of the purse to get this executive to honor the Constitution. If he were to do something like that, by the way, he will put millions of people in legal limbo, poison the well for Congress, and do something that's so blatantly unconstitutional. And so, you know, we are telling the administration, don't even think about doing this.
But do this the right way, go to Congress. I have little doubt that he'll do it.
Well, I don't know the answer to that question. We'll find out. But if he does do that, it's not constitutional. It's going around Congress. If you want to change a law, then go to Congress and work with Congress to change a law. You can't unilaterally write a law as the executive.
Well, he's done it on health care. He's done it on immigration. He's done it on welfare. Did it with the National Labor Relations Board appointments. He's done it more than a few times.
It's one of the reasons why we're taking him to court as well. This is why the House of Representatives have voted to take him to court to litigate that. But more importantly, because we don't have the Senate, we don't have the power of the purse, we would like to be able to exercise the power of the purse more effectively. And if we get the Senate, we can do that.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. I love listening to Paul Ryan because it's like listening to an idiot. It's like listening to one of the most ineffective people you can have. So what's he say at the end? Well, let's recap. One, it's not constitutional. So did you fight it in the Supreme Court? I don't know if they did or it didn't. It's a rhetorical question. Because if they did, we didn't win it. He then says, power of the purse. So he determines in the House what's going to get to the Senate. Is he letting it get to the Senate? Is he doing something to... Oh, he says, no, we have to control the Senate. So what did we do in 2014? We gave him the Senate. Now, when did we give it to him? 2012. We gave him the Senate or whatever year. You guys figure it out. But we've had the Senate. So he's had the power of the purse. And I love how he put it. You know, oh, and we told the president, don't you dare. Don't you dare do it. And Hannity's going, look, he's already done it. He did it with health care. He did it with an immigration bill. He's done it with the National Labor Relations Board. I mean, what are you talking about? He's going to do it. The only question for you is, what are you going to do to stop it? And the answer in the inimitable way of Paul Ryan is, well, we're going to go at it, man. I mean, we're going to really woohoo. He doesn't mean, don't you dare. I tell you what, Mr. Goofy. God, folks, I don't know how to tell you this. You don't have warriors representing you. You have mice for men. I tell you what I would have done. I would have said, I tell you what, Barack Obama, You're not going to get any. If you pass DACA, you're not going to pass blankety blank. When do we start going after these fools? I mean, look, it's over. Obama's gone. We got a real leader. We got a real man in the White House. I say that to make the liberals mad. Yeah, we don't have a eunuch. We don't have a guy who uses trickery. I mean, I hope Trump uses trickery to our favor, but he'll just tell you straight out, here's what I'm going to do. We're building a wall. They're taking bids on building that wall. Did you guys hear this? Bids. In Arizona, right now, there's five companies that can bid on the wall. There was an Arizona company that bid on it. Congratulations to them. I don't know who's going to win it, but you can bet this. If you bid on it, Donald Trump's going to hold your feet to the fire. He's already reviewing all these federal contracts. Man, the stuff that's going on in that administration, I tell you what I'm going to do. One of these days, I'm going to go up to D.C., and I'm going to sit down with Donald Trump and say, can I just meet with the department heads and have them talk about what's been cut? I'd love to document that. How much money the federal government wastes, what's been cut, give them my take on areas where they could possibly look into some other shenanigans and malfeasance and see what happens. But what really chaps me with DACA, and Trump's going about it the right way. He's, you know what he did? He got a group of people who've been hurt by illegals. These mothers, these fathers, these parents, brothers, sisters, etc., are coming out saying, yeah, great. You want to talk about the dreamer? Let's talk about the dreamer that raped and killed my daughter. Let's talk about the dreamer that killed my kids in a DUI. Let's talk about the dreamer who, you know, stole my vehicle, or the gangbangers who killed this or maimed that or whatever. Look, there's two sides to every story. And I think most of us, we completely understand that if you got ripped from your country by your parents unknowingly, and they brought you here illegally and didn't have the guts to tell you, shame on them. We understand it. And you know what I'm even willing to tell you? We could look into how to best assimilate you back. But you're going to get into the legal system. But instead of talking about an illegal system and explaining it as that, we're talking about it as if these people have the rights of citizens. Moreover, the rights of people who've gone about pursuing citizenship the right way. That is wholly unfair. And guess what municipalities are talking about doing? I hope to go for it. Andrew Cuomo says they're going to sue the president if the decision goes in the direction that they don't like. Which, by the way, it's gone that way. So, sue the president. But let me tell you, right now, they're in big trouble because it isn't going to work. It was illegal to begin with.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hey, Daniel Bregman, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at PowerPrepper.com, PowerPrepper.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Earlier, we were talking about DACA and Paul Ryan's comments about it. And what's funny to me is this. Keep in mind, the same people who fight to get people to America by way of DACA to become citizens of this great country and pretend that, you know, these people that without us, they can't do anything, are the very same people who protest in support of Colin Kaepernick, a guy who took a knee in protest of this country. That should tell you a lot.
You gotta let them in. The Americans are only hope.
Really? So then why are you concerned about Kaepernick taking a knee and saying America sucks? Oh, it's two different perspectives, Kevin. Unbelievable. Anyway, that's how I want to talk about this segment. Because we got a lot more Dreamer stuff to talk about. Donald Trump just tore into Dreamers in a way that's irrefutable. I freaking love it. Anyway, I want to talk about Hillary Clinton. You know, because she's got her book. What's it called? What Happened? And there's a meme, What Happened? And it's got Donald Trump with a book that called I Happened. With the title, I Happened. I love that. What happened? Here's what happened. Me. Oh, man. So, you know that back when Hillary Clinton lost, and, I mean, she was just overclept. Oh, my God. She was just raised. Suicidal. See, Hillary was suicidal. They won't tell you that, but it's true. Then she emerged from her hole all apologetic for about a second, and then suddenly she was attacking Trump, and she hasn't stopped. This is a girl that's in big trouble, and she hasn't stopped attacking Donald Trump. She must really think she's got something. I can't wait till some of this stuff plays out. And I think the Democrats just say, look, until they've gotten you, you over a barrel, you just keep pretending. But now she's blaming Bernie Sanders for doing what she called lasting damage to her campaign. I want you to keep in mind, this is a woman who, in cahoots with the media and the DNC, plotted against Bernie Sanders, who's probably the rightful nominee for the Democrats in 2016. But she says Bernie did lasting damage to her and paved the way for Trump to attack her as Crooked Hillary. He's the reason that Trump says she's crooked. Let me tell you something. Donald Trump didn't need Bernie Sanders in order to attack Hillary Clinton as Crooked Hillary. But if that makes Hillary Clinton feel better, go for it. These are excerpts from her new book, What Happened. Clinton claims that she wanted to fight back against Sanders' characterization of her as beholden to corporate influence, but that then President Obama and others advised her to stay quiet. You didn't have to take that advice. Look, if Hillary Clinton wanted to pretend that she didn't have any corporate interest or whatever, all she had to do was say, guys, you know what, I hear what you're saying, but I didn't have anything to do with this, I'm fighting back. But she didn't do that. You want to know why? Very simple. Hillary Clinton is a crook. Hillary Clinton is we have a speech of her at Goldman Sachs saying one thing to them and then saying something else publicly. And for the record, that's true of most of the things Hillary Clinton said. She tells black people one thing, Mexicans another, Jews another, white people another, whatever. Or she, and the sad part about it was she was such a sorry campaigner that nobody believed her. She watched Bill Clinton for 8 years go and glad hand audiences and, you know, win them over with, I feel your pain. And I tell you what, that story right there reminds me of when I was a little boy. And we were growing up, in Hope, Arkansas. And my parents, my mama. She's doing it, and I tell you what, this story may not make much sense to you, but I just have to cry right now because it makes me feel bad. And people, look at him up there, just feeling all sad. And Hillary watched the master at work, and she learned nothing. Nobody had sympathy for her. Look, I don't know how you feel. If I said to people, look, I took corporate donations. You're doggone right I did. I have to run campaigns, but I defy you to find anywhere where I made a decision that was favorable based on a corporate cause. If you find a decision that I made, it's because I stood by that decision before I ever met them. If they want to give me money and feel like they're getting access to something, that's what campaigns do. That's a reasonable explanation. Here's what she said. Throughout the primaries, every time I wanted to hit back against Bernie's attacks, I was told to restrain myself. Noting that his plans didn't add up, that they would inevitably mean raising taxes on middle-class families, that they were little more than a pipe dream. All of this could be used to reinforce his argument that I wasn't a true progressive. My team kept reminding me that we didn't want to alienate Bernie's supporters. President Obama urged me to grit my teeth and lay off Bernie as much as I could. I felt like I was in a straitjacket. Well, you were. See, that's a problem with the left. You can't satisfy one group without pissing off another. And that's the problem. Donald Trump, look, you may not like him, and you may say, look, I'm not for, I can't imagine you saying this, but I'm not for DACA. Fine. But Donald Trump goes, I am. And that's it. And I'm not telling you that he can't be influenced, because that is going to be our goal, certainly at TeaPartyCommunity.com. If Donald Trump veers off and goes in a direction that is completely antithetical to conservative views, then we're gonna straighten him out. But I'll tell you this: I've heard Donald Trump talk about, and I'll use immigration as an example. And He flat out said, look, we have to revamp immigration, but you can't take such a hard line that you don't look at the workers that are needed, that you don't look at the kids who are caught up because of their parents' illegalities. You have to have some level of compassion to understand this, but we are going to address the problem in such a way that we, you know, that we knock out the majority of it. And it's going to catch a few good people in the net, but that's okay. You know, some, keep in mind, some people are going to get the benefit of this. There's nothing wrong with that. That's telling you the truth. The problem is the left, they hate the truth. Clinton ripped Sanders supporters, the so-called Bernie bros, claiming that some of the attacks against her were sexist and arguing that Sanders attacked her for raking in tens of millions of dollars for paid corporate speeches that made it possible for her to appeal to progressives during the general election campaign. So she's using her raking in money and saying, I needed that money so I could appeal to progressives. He says, she wrote, some of his supporters, the so-called Bernie bros, took to harassing my supporters online. It got ugly and more than a little sexist. She's still using the same old tired retread excuses for getting her butt kicked that she did right after the election. Hillary Clinton got her butt kicked because she's lazy, she's entitled, and she knew in her heart of hearts she was going to beat Donald Trump because she and the left had stacked every card against him that you possibly could. And the only thing that saved her, that saved Donald Trump, is the fact that we blew by it. People like us said, we don't care. We don't care what your media says. We're going to energize. And a lot of people who knew exactly who Hillary Clinton was, oh, she got 65.8 million people. How many of them were fraudulent? So she lost because she's a terrible candidate, and we warned them. Folks, DACA when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
You know what I want? I want dreamers to come from this country. Okay? You mentioned dreamers. Wait. You mentioned dreamers? I want dreamers to come from the United States. I want the people in the United States that have children. I want them to have dreams also. We're always talking about dreamers for other people. I want the children that are growing up in the United States to be dreamers also. They're not dreaming right now. And you look at African-American youth. I mean, 58% unemployment. You look at African Americans in their 30 years old and their 40 years old, and we have an African American president, and he has not done anything for the African Americans in this country, okay? And he got a free pass, and he shouldn't have. Because if that were me or if that were somebody else, we would be taking over the calls, believe me. It would not be a good situation. President Obama has done nothing for the African Americans. You look at African American youth, you look at African Americans that are 30 years old, 40 years old, and 50 in their prime, the prime, and take a look at their statistics. It's very sad.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I got to tell you, that is a knockout blow to the argument of dreamers. And leave it to Donald Trump to take something that the left has made, you know, popularize the state, you know, the term dreamer. Some kid, some poor little Mexican kid coming to America unknowingly by his criminal parents and living the American dream at the expense of the American taxpayers. And they say, oh, well, there are 800,000 dreamers in America and you can't do anything about it. They didn't know. They give you all these excuses. And look, I sympathize. I certainly do. We had somebody call the show. They left a message and said something along the lines that a lady took her kids into Mexico. I don't know who she was. She prostituted her daughter, you know, sex trafficking her own child. Had five kids. One of them she was sex trafficking. The Mexican government found out about it, arrested the woman. I believe she's a U.S. citizen. Put her in prison. Sent her kids back to the United States. Now, I don't know what ages they were. I don't know whether they had adjusted to Mexican culture. No idea. But here's what I'll tell you the Mexican government did. They didn't worry about the dreamers. And oh, for the record, there are no American kids going to Mexico dreaming of becoming Mexican. And I don't know why, other than the culture, because I certainly love Mexican culture. They have a beautiful country. But why is it that they don't have an influx of American dreamers, people wanting to live the Mexican dream? There's no influx of Americans going to any country in the world saying, we're dreamers. when we go as retirees and say, you know what? We've loved America, but now we're in our waning years. We want to go look at beach in Belize or whatever. And they go and live out the remaining years and do whatever they do. But we don't inflict ourselves on other countries and then say, well, we're dreamers. But I love what Trump did there, folks. I want you to understand the power of what he did and what he said. He turned dreamers back on the left. He turned it on them by saying, you know what? You're killing the dreams of Americans. See, we have dreamers here in this country, and they can't dream. And you know why? It's because of you. It's because of your ilk. It's because of people like you. Y'all want me to preach? I'm going to play a clip from this guy. He's a fool. His name is David Banner. And I want to explain him, and then I'm going to come back to dreamers. But I want to talk about what is pervasive in the black community. A person like this actually gets to go out and give speeches for money. Black people love hearing this clown, and I want you to hear what he has to say. He talks about religion, and he talks about white folks versus black folks. And look, I could spend, and probably will, go ahead and spend this segment and the next segment juxtaposing Donald Trump's vision for black America as it pertains to guys like David Banner who are out there preaching hate. And it's so wrong on so many levels. Here's the clip.
You said that religion was for the weak. Mm-hmm. Can you kind of expound on it just a little bit?
You're trying to get me in trouble, huh? What I said was religion is for the weak and uninformed.
Yes, you did say uninformed.
What it is this. The people who give you religion also usually control the population, right? Whoever owns that particular type of Bible, they are usually the ones that own the populace, right? The religion has all of these rules that you're not supposed to do, but the people who gave you those books, they're not abiding by those rules, are they? Mm-hmm. White folks killing our kids every damn day, aren't they?
Now, I'm going to stop it there for just a second because I promise you, folks, if you buy into anything you said so far, number one, you're crazy. But if you think he's a lunatic, wait till you hear the rest. But I want to stop for a second and I want to talk about the concept of religion with him. This is a black man who is firmly rooted in religion. When he talks about black versus white, Africans have been practicing some form of religion our entire lives. I mean, go back to the roots of Africa. We've got some idea. It may be wrong. Christianity was brought to Africa. And when you hear the rest of the clip, you'll understand how he says that our minds were corrupted with with whiteness, if you will. And so we now self-hate. He says most black people are self-haters. We hate who we are. Look, I'll tell you this. I don't know a lot about African culture. I don't. I've been there and enjoyed the culture. I certainly understand it. I've seen enough National Geographics to go with my firsthand knowledge to say it's interesting. I understand that my roots lie in that culture somewhere. I get it. But here's what I don't get. Why is it that I have to embrace it? If I don't know it, the argument for blacks is they've erased who we are, so we now hate ourselves. I don't hate Africans. I find it very interesting. But you know what I really like? I like I like 72 degrees everywhere I go. I like being able to get in my car and go, it's really hot. Woo. I'm going to turn on this air conditioner and I'm going to adjust it down to 72 degrees. I don't like the idea that I got to go live in a hut or something and understand my culture and where I can. I get it. In as much as I'm sure Indians here no longer really want to live in teepees. They prefer homes. This idea that we've been corrupted. No, we haven't. We've been civilized. Any more than I don't want to get up and turn on the TV without a remote. I don't want to get out my butt and go turn on the TV. It may seem lazy to some people, but I like the idea that there's a beam that TV recognizes, and I can hit a button, and it comes on, and it'll change my channels. And if I could make a robot that would run to the refrigerator and grab me a beer, I'd do it in a minute. And if that's the white man's gift to me, thank you, white man.
But we have people teaching that religion is bad because it's a book of rules that nobody follows. I'm sorry to break the news to David Banner, but that's the perils of religion. We are not perfect. Nobody follows their religious rules. And for the record, nobody follows the rules of society. It's a religion. I would tell you black people practice the religion of black worship. Okay? Do you think they practice it well? They claim Black Lives Matter. They claim there's all this ethnocentric black nonsense that where black people are like, we're going to shop at our own store. We're going to do this and the other. And let me tell you, we do none of it. We don't trust each other because we know not to. It isn't based on some white man telling me, Kevin, man, you better not trust your cousin Eric. Listen, Kevin, you shouldn't trust Eric. You know, he's a... I'm just saying... No, if I don't trust my cousin Eric, it's because of what my cousin Eric did. And he didn't get it from some white dude. But we're teaching that there's some evil out there lurking. And guys like Banner are doing it. And what Donald Trump does when he says, we have dreamers in the black community. And those dreams are being snuffed out by people like David Banner. By people who teach nothing but hate. They're dreaming. These kids want to be better. They want to stop thinking in colors. They don't. Why would a kid be born and you say to that kid, hey, you know, you're black versus that white kid. And because of your blackness, you're going to accomplish less. Why would you tell a kid that? Let's just say you believed it. Why would you tell him? Why wouldn't you empower that kid and say something positive? If you believed that by virtue of his, if you said something like, you know what? I'm going to expect you to work hard because, you know, nothing comes easy in this world. I mean, where's the pep talk? There is no pep talk. So Donald Trump is taking the term dreamer and he's turning it on. I love this. Donald Trump is a marketing genius. He's saying, you want to know who the dreamers are? I'll redefine it for you. It is these young black kids who are being brainwashed. They have been stolen. Their dreams have been stolen.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want the children that are growing up in the United States to be dreamers also. They're not dreaming right now. And you look at African American youth, I mean 58% unemployment. You look at African Americans in their 30 years old and their 40 years old, and we have an African American president, and he has not done anything for the African Americans in this country, okay? And he got a free pass, and he shouldn't have.
That was Donald Trump, quintessential Donald Trump, turning a phrase back on the left. Think of marriage. The left took the word marriage and bastardized it and made it something that it isn't. And Donald Trump is saying, you're not going to take the word dreamer and apply it to people coming into this country when the fact of the matter is you are stealing the dreams from kids in America right now, and it's because of race pimping. Guys, why do you think I wrote that book? I wasn't kidding about it. Look at the use of race to pimp. They use Mexicans and call them dreamers and say there are 800,000 kids that are over here because of their parents. They're talking about the kids of convicts, of criminals, rather. They should be convicts. The kids of criminals who've come over here, 800,000 of them are living off of you. The generosity of the American taxpayer, not because you asked for them, but because somebody let them. And what about the 20 million, give or take, whatever the number is, of people that have come to this country illegally and are living, however they are, mostly off of you? They pay for themselves. 800,000 kids are paying for themselves. You really believe that? Oh, well, their parents are. Okay, so let's take the number of them that are in prison. And then let's go look at the number of people that hit our welfare system, that are in our schools, that are all the things that they're. And you try to tell me it's a cost positive thing. Forget cost positive. It isn't. They're culturally slowing us down in our schools. These are kids that don't go to school with Nancy Pelosi and their kids and grandkids. They go to the inner city schools and they slow down the very people who need the top notch education from this country has to offer. But I want to go back to this race pimp, David Banner. I want you to hear what he has to say to young black kids about being American.
Black folks always say, well, black folks is killing black folks. Why are we going to talk about white folks killing black folks when black folks killing black folks? First of all, it ain't the same thing. If you my sister, I can talk about your raggedy ass every day, but let somebody else talk about y'all and knock their face off. But the fact is this, I'm going to prove to you all right now that that's not true, all right? And you may have heard me say this before. Isn't the central processing unit of a computer based on the human brain? Yes or no? Central processing unit, right? So I told y'all before that culture is about language, history, family, and all of these things, right? So let's say if a computer programmer erased all of the history off a central processing unit, right? And then they uploaded a virus, right? When the computer started freaking out, would you blame the central processing unit or the programmer? Africans did not come over here as f***ers. That was a program. We have been programmed. Black folks don't even know why they hate themselves the way that they do. They hate themselves because they've been programmed to want to be a white person. And white people disdain the fact that they can't grow their hair like you. And in actuality, what people don't know, I'm going to tell you something about white folks you may not know. White folks really hate you, not so much, well, they are racist, but for the most part, some white people, a lot of them, hate you because it's survival. You are the dominant gene. If black people keep having sex at the rate that they do, they will annihilate everybody else in the population because you are the dominant gene. If you put a black and a white person together, you're going to have a black child. You are killing them just by existing.
So I mean, saying that, black people have to learn to love each other. If you want to find more love, come to Free Lines tonight. Alcohol is all on David Banner. They say I'll never give back, so I'm giving back a whole bunch of alcohol tonight. And I'm sorry, and I mean all this positive stuff that I'm saying tonight, but we turning up.
That had to be one of the most disgusting things I've heard on so many levels. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Where do I start here? So, first of all, he says, black folks killing black folks isn't the same thing. In other words, if I talk about your raggedy butt is a black person, I can say it because I happen to be black. So in other words, if I see the human condition, say that black people tend to commit a lot of crime, a white person can't say it because the human condition of that doesn't allow for white folks to say it. Only black people can constructively criticize other black people. It's not the same thing when we kill each other. It ain't murder when we do it. It's only murder when the white person does it. With us, it's just us being brothers and sisters. Now, that premise alone should have you going, okay, I'll dismiss it all. But then he talks about the human brain as being the CPU. Fine, You want to make the brain the CPU? Cool. And he says, so you've been programmed. And he says, he goes on, he says, culture is about language, history, family, and a virus has been uploaded to you. Whatever your native tongue was years ago, a virus has been uploaded. You know, you no longer speak Swahili because a virus has infected you and it's given you English. He's saying that you no longer have a history. You have nothing to point back to. Your history is based on slavery. Let me tell you something. If you are alive today, let me tell you what your history is. Your history is going back two or three generations. Maybe you knew your great-grandfather, but I doubt that you knew your great-great-grandfather. But people carry on your stories. So I'll ask you this. Who's ruining black history? I know who my great-grandfather was. He made a real impact on my life. But ask yourself this. You now have a culture that this man creates, David Banner, like him, creates, where 72% of kids don't even know their fathers. Forget grandfathers. They don't know their fathers. So what do you think is going to happen? You think these kids are going to remember their history? We're not talking about Africa, folks. We're talking about America. So if we're uploading a virus, my question to him would be, well, who's uploading the virus? He's on the right track. It's the white man. It's who does he blame, though? It's the Democrat white man that's uploaded this virus. And he claims that because you want the whole family, which, by the way, is what you had in Africa. White people are just saying, hey, have your whole family, but you can have it in a house with a car, with a job. Maybe you own your own company and you could be watching TV as opposed to what you might have had you grown up in Africa, which I don't know what that could be. You might have been a prince. You might have been a princess, a king. He says we're programmed to want to be white. I don't know what his programming is. I'm programmed to want to be Kevin Jackson, the host of the Kevin Jackson Show. And then what's funny to me is when he goes after whites, he says, white people, they get mad because they can't grow hair like you. Really? Do you really think white people are like, dang it, sure wish I could grow an afro. If I could only grow an afro, then I wouldn't hate black folks. What he's telling you is his fixation is on his hair. I'm just keeping it real. He's saying, oh, the black, they really want to grow their hair like you. That is a lie. Black people for years have been trying to mimic white hair. Now, you can go, well, they want to be white. No, maybe they like that it combs easier. I know this. When I combed my hair when I was a kid, it freaking hurt. If you didn't take care of your hair, it hurt to comb it. My grandmother would say, boy, you tend to hit it. That's what she would say. No, I'm not. I'm nappy-headed. And to get that comb through my hair hurts. So why do you think we processed it to make it, you know, easy to comb? He says, some white people hate you because of survival. I love this logic. The survival. He goes on, black, you have the dominant gene. Put a black person with a white person and you're going to have a black child. You, the logic of that always used to crack me up when people would say that. My dad told me that one time. He went that whole Black Panther route. And so he was this ethnocentric black guy. Look, it's very simple. If a black man gets with a white woman and has a baby, it becomes a half black child. Now you can go, oh, well, in the eyes of the law, it's black. Okay, fine. And if a white man gets with a black woman, in other words, if you're going to depurify the race, it's just as impure if a white man gets with a black woman and has a baby. You can call the child black. It's no longer black. But I want to finish with this. He then says, love each other, black people. And the alcohol is on me. And to that I say, no, the alcohol's in you. What a fool.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.